I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Matthew Slater for this Game Day Live interview. And Matt, you guys are coming off a game, going into another primetime matchup. Just how important is it for you guys to rebound this week, especially at home on your own turf?
You know, it's huge for us. We have a great opportunity to come out and get a bad taste out of our mouth, but we know it's not going to be easy. So we just have to focus on playing our game, trying to execute our game plan, and hopefully we'll have the result we want on Sunday.
Do you take pride in your role on special teams, and not just being a special teamer, but really becoming a playmaker and truly a weapon out there on the field?
Certainly. I really enjoy what I do. I really enjoy the guys that I play with. And like you said, take a lot of pride in it. I feel like that phase of the game is a huge phase, even though it may be unappreciated a little bit. It's huge, and it's appreciated around here. So definitely take a lot of pride in it.
Right, and someone you'll be facing on the field, special teams, Brandon Tate, who you have a little bit of a relationship with, is that right, when he was here in 2010?
Definitely. Brandon was one of my favorite teammates over the years. A great kid, competitor, and extremely talented. So we'll have our hands full this weekend.
What kind of a challenge does he present you? How does he challenge you maybe differently out there on the field?
I think he's got a unique combination of speed and quicks. And not usually one guy has great speed or has great quickness. Brandon has a little bit of both, so the guys have been preparing hard all week, doing a great job in preparation, and hopefully we can go out and execute Sunday.
And as a football player, I'd imagine that your meal routine has to be kind of strict, but if you could have whatever you wanted on any given day, what kind of food would you really love to indulge in?
I'm a big Krispy Kreme fan.
Oh, really?
So okay. I could eat about half a dozen Krispy Kremes any day of the week. So
yeah, we'll have to put you up to that one day. Maybe after the season we'll see if we can get that on here.
Sounds good.
All right, well, good luck, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, guys, so Matthew Slater, special teams captain there. A couple of things to look for in this game offensively. Last year when the Patriots faced the Bengals, they only allowed 2 field goals and 0 touchdowns by the Patriots offense. So obviously a huge key for this team, especially the Patriots who have been trying to score points, definitely trying to get points on the board. That's going to be huge, especially this Bengals defense has allowed the fewest points out of their opponents so far this season. So establishing a rhythm quickly will be a goal for the Patriots on offense. Now, defensively, I get the feeling, especially from hearing from Vince Wilfork this week, that they do not want the same thing to happen, what happened to them in Kansas City with Jamal Charles, Giovanni Bernard, and especially Jeremy Hill. They really want to be able to stop the run. Coach Belichick said this week that the Bengals like to establish the run, so that will be huge for this defense if they can put an end to that quickly. That'll do it for this Game Day Live interview. Hope you enjoy the game.